I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 times to the state championships in a row, that program. Hialeah Champagnat Catholic. Head coach Hector Clavijo is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. As you are tooling up for another state championship run with a really solid summer, you guys also got off the road. I saw you were taking championships in the University of South Carolina. You're doing everything. Well, first of all, welcome to the show and talk about the summer so far.
Thank you again for having me, Larry. It's always a pleasure. And it's been a fun summer. It's been a fun summer. We were able to go out the road and let the kids see some schools and visit some colleges and as well as compete. And, we played in 2 7-on-7s, attended a mega camp and saw about 12 different schools in about 4 days. So it was a great experience. It was a great time, great bonding time with the boys. It was awesome.
You have players all the way from, I guess kids are going to be 26, eighth graders, all the way through 22, going to be senior kids. So you have players who really needed that exposure. Talk about that, because a lot of times, you'll go to one school like a Power 5 school and you don't have all Power 5 kids, but you went to mega camps, which had assorted coaches from everywhere. How beneficial is that for somebody like you with a team with assorted kids? You just don't have major college kids. You have kids at every level.
Yeah. So I kind of strategize when it comes to the travel, So to me, the visiting the big schools, the Power 5 schools or even the Group of 5 schools, it's more so either getting the young prospect guys on their radar, that way they could get some height, some weight, good to see those guys move around in person for those guys. But the mega camps to me are great for the rest of the seniors, especially smaller FBS schools or FCS, and even D2s or Ivy Leagues or high academic programs. They're not necessarily on the same boat of recruiting as the Power Fives or right. Handing out 4,000 offers during this time. So I try to strategize to keep some guys, where they're not wasting their time either as seniors. A lot of the young guys to me are just kind of seeing things and getting an idea for what the real world looks like and what programs really, have, what kind of facilities some programs have. But for those seniors, it was more strategic, and that's why I was able to hit, FBS, FCS, and Division II programs along that trip. So that way the kids were able to see a variety of different levels and places they could see themselves playing, at the next level.
Right. We just had Coach Willie Simmons from Florida A&M on, and here's somebody who's trying to build a culture with an HBCU program, which is, a lot of people are gravitating towards it. They're in a new conference. Take a program like Florida A&M. It's a culturally rich program. It's got a lot to offer from academics. Do your kids show a lot of interest in schools like that as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my kids are, look forward to trying to go to a Bethune-Cookman or an FAMU, if they're not those Power 5 big-time guys. Why? I think because not only is it, the culture, the reputation, the backing, but also staying local, still playing a great level of football at a place that's not too far in-state, so the kids are able to get some of that maybe bright future money, you know, some of that, sort of prepaid or whatever the case may be. So it really does help put those kids in good situations. And if those schools were, you know, if they could get savvy with it, you know, if they were to take some of these higher academic kids that could help them with their scholarship numbers and their scholarship money, I think that's the way to go, you know, and you increase your numbers without spending the same amount of money. You know, I think that's how some of these smaller, like NAIA schools and D2 schools, that's how they're able to bring in the numbers, is by trying to get kids that have better grades, and they're able to use some of the government money to help with scholarships.
Yeah, so no, that's a great point.
You know, it's just a matter of them recruiting them.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And we have a lot of kids and their parents listening, so I hope they understood what you said, because grades are everything. If you don't have them, then you might as well, you know, move to the back of the bus, because everybody else is trying to get them, and everybody's going to classes, and they understand the, you know, the value of an education, especially at your school. Coach Hector Clavillo is joining us. Another thing I've noticed is you guys, you've been a 7-on-7 team in the past, but this year you guys are taking it to new heights. You just won the big tournament over at Pace last week, well-run tournament by Kayvon Webster and his gang over there. You've been to South Carolina. Talk about that. I mean, because you have a quarterback, and you'll have a quarterback at least for the next 4 years. Talk about that, because I think that's a lot of fun to see you guys doing what you're doing.
Yeah, what's funny is I think we've always tried to be a 7-on-7 team and try to win. You know, given that we are a spread offense, we try to win, you know, the off-season tournaments, you know, with our passing game. But unfortunately, every year we've had to get a new quarterback, you know.
Right.
And year in and year out, where there's a new transfer that comes in and takes over. So this is our first year since I've been there that we've had a quarterback return, you know. And although he wasn't the starter from last year, he played a lot. He got a ton of playing time, especially in the playoffs. And played a big role for us last year. So he comes back with experience, but more importantly, you know, a grasp of the offense and a relationship with the guys. So I think that's what's really set us, you know, apart and put us ahead of the game this offseason, and why we've been able to be successful in some of these tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, and you have been, and like you said, you look at your roster, and you have kids all the way from who are going to be incoming freshmen all the way to kids who are, you know, ready to graduate, and colleges have come to your school over the last couple of years because you don't back off of anybody. I mean, you played Lowndes County. Talk about their schedule. Any out of state games that we can look forward to watching this year?
No. This year, I've tried. I think COVID kind of hurt some of the out-of-state schools and kind of made it a little bit difficult to get up the road with the you know, with the financial help as usual. So we'll be staying, you know, in the Tri-County area this year, you know. But again, you know, playing a fun schedule, opening up with Northwestern, you know, week one. So that's going to be a fun one, and then and then, you know, playing the you know, the private schools, like, you know, the Gullivers, the Pace, American Heritages, you know, and we'll go ahead and play that schedule.
Good schedule.
And hopefully have another good year.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a solid schedule. I'm just used to you guys going to Kentucky and to all these other places in Carolina and Tennessee.
Not for a lack of trying, I'll tell you that.
Awesome, man. Well, Coach, I appreciate you spending some time with us this evening. Best of luck the rest of the way. You know, we'll run into each other at something.
Awesome, Larry. Awesome. Thank you, and good seeing you this past weekend. And, I'm sure I'll see you probably this coming weekend, the next one.
Yes. Good stuff. Coach Hector Clavijo from two-time defending 2A state champion Champagnat Catholic joining us, and certainly have had a very productive offseason, very impressive summer, and certainly, you know, that's a team that's going to be in the mix as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.